Welcome, dear listeners, to another spine-chilling episode of Rare Eddie One Talks. Thank you. Too kind, you're too bloody kind. Before we kick on...
Warning, some viewers may find the following footage deeply disturbing.
Today we are diving into the foggy peaks of Scotland to uncover the legend of the Big Grey Man of Ben McDooey. Grab your hiking boots and maybe a spare pair of pants because this one's going to be a wild ride. Ah, the Scottish Highlands, known for their breathtaking beauty, rich history, and of course their terrifying mountain monsters, because who wouldn't want to be stalked by a 10-foot-tall, grey-skinned giant while enjoying a leisurely hike? Me. Our story begins with Professor John Newman Colley, a respected scientist who in 1891 decided to take a stroll up Ben McDooey. Little did he know he was about to have a close encounter that would make him question his career choices. Ooh, change of career maybe. As he reached the summit, he heard footsteps behind him, not the friendly, hey, what you up to kind of footsteps, but the ones I'm going to eat you for fucking dinner, you prick. Kind of footsteps. Now you might be thinking, Eddie, maybe it was just another hiker. No, it was not. Oh, how I wish it was that simple, dear listener, but no, our dear professor turned around to find absolutely no one. He was all alone on that mountain, all alone, just the eerie mist and the sound of his own impending doom. Yes, his impending doom. Fast forward to the 1920s, and more hikers started reporting similar encounters, footsteps, shadows, and a general feeling of, I should have stayed in bed today. I get that often too, folks. Some even claimed to have seen the Big Grey Man himself, towering over them with his long limbs and dark hair, because you know, a regular-sized monster just wouldn't be as terrifying enough than the Big Grey Man. So, what is the Big Grey Man? Is it a ghost? Is it the Yeti's Scottish cousin? Well, I hope it's not the Yeti's Scottish cousin, because that'd be one violent motherfucker. Or just a really tall guy who got lost on his way to a Halloween party. Theories range from the supernatural to the scientific. Some say it's Brocken Spectre, a natural phenomenon where your shadow is magnified in the mist. Others believe it's a spirit of the mountain itself protecting its domain from noisy hikers. So, in today's episode, we're going to see if we can uncover that truth of what the Big Grey Man of Ben McDooey is it a ghost? Is it a spectre? Is it a cryptid? We have just done our 50th episode. This is the big 5-1. Business as usual, me fucking up all over the place. Give me yourself one of these. If you are new here, thank you and welcome. This is Rare Eddie One Talks, where I talk all things conspiracy, UFO, aliens, paranormal, and all things strange and weird. If you like that, hit that follow button and possibly hit that subscribe button if you are watching me on YouTube or Rumble. This is predominantly a podcast, so I am everywhere you can get a podcast. So please hit that follow button. If you want, leave me a review. That's entirely up to you. Hit that follow button. And then, you know, next week's episode, hit that follow button. It's up to you. But here, I like to talk all things strange, weird, and conspiracy minded. I'm going back on to the cryptids. I've been having fun with these cryptid episodes, and we have a whole load of cryptids in the UK. Holy shit, loads of cryptids in the UK. But I'm thinking next week we're going to get back to aliens and UFOs and ghost stories. So yes, I will be coming back to the cryptids. This isn't over, me and the cryptids. We are not over. This is just a trial separation, me and the cryptids. We are on a trial separation after this episode. But like I say, if you are new here, thank you and welcome. I am heavily, heavily dyslexic, even with stuff I've wrote myself. Fuck me, I'm so dyslexic. It's crazy, really crazy. And I often do, I call this a pathway. Today's episode is a pathway of the big grey man. But I will interrupt myself and I will go down snickets or alleyways to, you know, see if we can discover something else. So yes, I do interrupt myself all the goddamn time. So if at dyslexia, if you want to make a game out of it, please do. That'd be awesome. Or if you find yourself being annoyed with me rambling, going off topic, or my dyslexia, I totally, totally understand. Like always, I do drink on these, and I'm going to be drinking this. I'm not going to be reviewing this drink because I've just recently reviewed it in a couple of episodes. So no reason to cue that game music, although I might just hit that game music while I take a sip of this Taurus. While I take a sip of this Aldi's, it's basically Aldi's take of Thatcher's Blood Orange. It's absolutely delicious. Oh, it's lovely and cold. It's only 3.4%, so you're not going to get yourself really wrecked. Well, if you're going into the 5-can area, you might be getting merry, but you're not getting yourself absolutely fucking shit-faced on these. Ooh, I had the cold hiccup then. The cold hiccup. More of a belly hiccup. That's how good that drink is. A belly hiccup. It's delicious. It's chilled to perfection. And yes, I'm going to be drinking that this episode. So we are talking about the big grey man, also known as the... I'm just going to read this one out for you guys. It'd be simpler to do so.
Amphilia Moore.
Yes, also known as that, a mysterious figure from Scottish folklore. The creature is said to haunt the summit and passes of Ben McDewey, the highest peak in the Cairngorms and the second highest in the British Isles. Description of the big grey man is vary, but is often depicted as a tall, thin figure over 10 feet tall, only 10 feet tall, with dark skin and hair, long arms and broad shoulders. Most encounters involve a sense of unease, the sound of crunching gravel, and the eerie feeling of being watched rather than direct sightings. So no direct sightings to report of. The legend gained prominence in 1925 when J. Norman Colley, a respected hiker and professor, re-encountered his terrifying experience on Ben McDewey. He described hearing footsteps behind him which seemed to follow him, causing him to flee in fear. Since then, other climbers have reported similar experiences, adding to the mystery. Well, I will be going over his story, but let's have a look at a few of the other ones. I will be having a look at his story in a moment. Some believe the phenomena could be explained by natural occurrences like Brocken specters, which are large shadows cast onto clouds or mist creating the illusion of a giant figure. However, this doesn't account for the reported sounds of footsteps. So they can maybe add to the sighting itself. They have an explanation for the sighting itself, but just not the sound. So there have been several intriguing encounters with the big grey man, Ben McDewey, over the years. Here are a few notable ones. So Hugh D. Welsh in 1904, Welsh and his brother reported hearing slurring footsteps while hiking the summit. They felt an eerie sense of being watched throughout their climb. Alexander Tuion. Tuion, a mountaineer, claimed to have seen a large shadowy figure during a misty ascent. He described the figure as charging at him, prompting him to fire his revolver before fleeing. A.M. Kellys, a veteran of the Himalayas ascent. Kellys shared a similar experience with J. Norman Colley, describing a terrifying presence on Ben McDewey. James Hogg in 1790, the poet James Hogg wrote about encountering a shadowy figure while tending to his sheep around Ben McDewey. Initially frightened, he later realized it was like a Brockheim Spectre, a optical illusion caused by shadows cast on the mist. So all these encounters all combined to boost the folklore of the big grey man. So I have the BBC Country File, even though BBC and the Country File are fucking assholes. Big grey man, what Colley had experienced was a classic case of a brush with the big grey man of Ben McDewey, an enduring myth of the extremely large Sasquatch like grey figure covered in short hair. Wherever the grey man ventures, he is accompanied by a sense of irrational panic and dread. Although Colley, who vowed never to return to the mountain alone, saw nothing, others were not so lucky. In October 1943, while on a 10-day leave, soldier Alexander... let's see if I pronounced his name right.
Tunium
reached the summit of the mountain and immediately noticed in the swirling mist that the atmosphere became dark and oppressive. A fierce, bitter wind whisked among the boulders, and an odd sound echoed through the mist. A loud footstep, it seemed, then another and another. A strange shape loomed up, receded, came charging at me. Without hesitation, I whipped out my revolver and fired it three times at the figure. Country File, write your fucking articles better, you scumbags. When it still came on, I turned and herded down the path. Okay, more rational minds point to a possible explanation for the terrifying sighting. The Brocken Spectre, a rare atmosphere effect caused by the projection of your shadow onto the mist and clouds, sometimes accompanied by a rainbow halo called a glory. Brocken Spectres have sometimes been witnessed on Ben McDewey when conditions have been right, but what might be the cause of the fear that overcomes the experienced climbers and scientists? So we have some explanation for the large shadow, but what about the sounds? It can't be their own footsteps echoing. They're on a mountain. Could the terror be a manifestation of the of an ancestral memory of hominids from a thousands generations ago, or is it the mind's response to isolation and exhaustion? Could it be the place... This article is fucking wrote shit. Could it be the place's essential spirit, its genius loci, something unknowable and so much larger than ourselves that our mind struggles to comprehend and replace it with the avatar of a monster or a spectral presence? Or is it just a fluke of the landscape that produces infrasound and other sensory data just out of our reach? What dreadful spirit stalks the lonely mountaineer on Ben McDooey? And if it's specific to the place, are there any other places that inspire such fear on these islands of ours? So that article was fucking dog shit. I'm sorry, that article was fucking dog shit. BBC, you are dog shit. I do like the artist impression, though. That's a fucking cool artist impression. It's Big Grey Man Pat Perry. It looks like a mountaineer sat down at a campfire, cup in hand, and a tall, greyish man looming. It doesn't look frightening. It looks interesting. Very fucking decent, actually. Decent. So what was Professor Colley's encounter? This is another BBC news article. Fucking assholes. Who or what is the Big Grey Man of Ben McDooey? It's almost 100 years since Professor John Norman Colley told of encountering a terrifying presence on the Scottish mountain that would become known as the Big Grey Man. But what happened on Ben McDooey, and could the atmosphere phenomenon occasionally seen in the hills, including in the past few months, offer an explanation? It's all well and good that we can maybe prove that the sightings may be shadows on mist, but what about the sound? Sir Professor Colley from Manchester, he was highly respected 19th century scientist, explorer and mountaineer. He is renowned for his work on the mountains, like yada yada yada. In 1925, Collier was invited to speak at the speech in Aberdeen. Collier re-encountered his encounter. He stunned his audience with an account of a climb he made more than 30 years earlier at Ben McDooey, Britain's second highest mountain. He said while walking from the summit through the mist, he heard a sound crunching footsteps behind him. Collier looked around but could see nothing. The footsteps continued. They were following him. He said he was terrified and ran for miles to escape the sinister presence. Newspaper picked up the story and the legend of the Big Grey Man of Ben McDooey was born. So we've gone over the other hikers. So what could have Professor Colley have heard that day? Could he have heard something? So what do people who believe in the Big Grey Man say? Appearance. The Big Grey Man is described as being over 10 feet tall, extremely thin, which we're going to account as most encounters are auditory rather than visual. Hikers often report hearing crunching footsteps behind them. Even though they can't see anyone, some have also found unusual large footprints. Theories. Supernatural. Some believe the Big Grey Man is a manifestation of the mountain spirit or a supernatural being. Could it be the spirit of the mountain protecting the mountain? Could it be a angry ghost? A really ancient god died on this mountain and just haunts it forevermore? natural phenomenon. Others suggest that sightings are due to natural phenomenon like Brocken specters, where shadows are magnified on mist. Ley lines. This is one what piqued my interest. There are also theories that the creature is linked to ley lines, which are hypothetical alignments of ancient sites that some believe have mystical significance. Historical accounts. The first recorded accounts was by Professor John Collier in 1925. So what do the skeptics say? They obviously... natural phenomena. Many believe that the strange sightings are due to the phenomena, broken specters, environmental sounds. The eerie sounds, such as crunching footsteps, are often attributed to the natural sound of the mountain's environment. Wind shifting rocks. You generally. Rocks, if they are falling, moving, don't sound like footprints. And the echoing of one's own footsteps can create the illusion of being followed. What's echoing the footsteps, though? What is echoing the footsteps? It's not like it's in a cave. Psychological factors, the sense of unease... this is one I could maybe tend to believe. Psychological factors, the sense of unease and fear reported by hikers can be explained by psychological factors, the isolation, the altitude, the harsh weather conditions can lead to heightened anxiety and paranoia, making ordinary sounds and sights seem more menacing. Disorientation, another one where I could lean on. Mist and fog can cause disorientation, amplifying sounds that make shadows appear larger and more threatening than they are. So let's continue. So there has been some scientific explanation on the strange occurrences on Ben McDewey, particularly focusing on the natural explanations for the phenomena associated with the Big Grey Man. Broken specters, one of the most commonly cited explanations, is an optical phenomenon where a person's shadow is cast onto mist or clouds, often appearing much larger and surrounded by a halo of light. This can create the illusion of a giant figure, which might explain some sightings of the Big Grey Man. Infrasound. Another theory involves infrasound, which are low-frequency sound waves that can cause feelings of unease, anxiety, and even panic in humans. These sound waves... can be generated by natural sources such as wind passing over mountains and might explain the eerie sensation and sounds reported by the climbers. Psychological factors, the isolation, harsh weather, which we've just gone over. While these scientific explanations provide a plausible response for the strange occurrences, they don't fully account for all reported experiences, leaving some aspects of the Big Grey Man legend shrouded in mystery. I will get to my thoughts at the end. So let us see if we can dig up the description of the Big Grey Man. The appearance. The Big Grey Man is described as being over 10 feet tall, extremely thin, with long limbs and dark skin and hair. So is the skin dark or is the hair dark? Is the hair grey and the skin underneath dark? Despite these detailed descriptions, actual sightings are rare. Most encounters involve auditory experience rather than visual. Hikers often hearing crunching footsteps behind them, feeling an eerie presence, or experience a sense of dread. Ooh. Can you protect yourself if you encounter the big grey man? Let us see if you can actually protect yourself against the big grey man. While the big grey man is a figure of folklore and there are no confirmed dangers associated with it, here are some light-hearted tips to protect yourself. If you ever find yourself on Ben McDewey and bump into the big grey man, 1. Stay calm. If you feel unease or hear strange noises, try to stay calm. Remember that many reported experiences can be attributed to natural phenomena like wind or echoes. Is it a windy day? If so, stay calm. 2. Travel in groups. That's a no-brainer. There's safety in numbers hiking because, you know, if you do come across the big grey man, you can just push one of your mates in front of it and run. Run like hell. Leave that fucker behind and get eaten. Hopefully you're not the one being pushed. joking aside, don't do that. That is very irresponsible, but quite possibly be fun and funny. So, travel in groups. There is safety in numbers. Hiking with friends can help you feel more secure and provide mutual support. 3. Stay on marked trails. Stick to well-marked paths to avoid getting lost and to ensure you're in areas where other hikers are likely to be. 4, which is quite hilarious, carry a whistle. What the fuck is a whistle going to do? Well, a whistle can be useful as signaling if you feel threatened or need assistance. The sound can also help to break any eerie silence. Okay. 5. Bring a flashlight. If you can, get one of them security man's flashlights. It's a bit more, it's like a it's like a baton. So you could use it as a weapon, but it's also got a second purpose, a light. Bring a flashlight. If you are hiking in low visibility conditions, a flashlight can help you see clearly and feel more secure. 6. Stay informed. Learn about the natural phenomena that could occur in the area, such as Brocken specters and infrasound, so you are prepared for any unusual experience. 7. Keep a positive mindset. I pointed my mind just so you get that visualized, but unless you're not on YouTube, you didn't see that there. Remember that the big grey man is part of local legend. Enjoy the beauty of the mountains and the adventure of your hike. He might want to hike with you. So, if you are just generally on the hunt for the big grey man, here are some tips. Big tips for the big grey man. Ben McDewey is no small feat, but here are some big tips to help you on your spooky adventure. 1, stay alert. The big grey man is often heard before he is seen. Listen for eerie crunches of footsteps behind you. Take a really big net as well. Bring a camera. While sightings are rare, having a camera readily might help you capture any unusual footprints or shadows. 3, travel in groups. Safety in numbers, which we just heard. 1, you could use it, push your friend, so he's going to be eating, not you. 4, pack lightly. 4, pack light. You'll need to be nimble on your feet if you need to make a quick escape. If the big grey man is said to be quite tall and fast. 5, stay calm. 6, humour helps. Keep a light-hearted attitude. If things get too spooky, crack a joke. Maybe the big grey man has a sense of humour too. Who knows? Who knows? And remember, if all else fails, you can always try to befriend him. He knows, maybe, Who knows? Maybe he just wants a hiking buddy. Who knows? Ask him. Send him a friend's request on Facebook. Who knows? My thoughts. I would love to believe this. I would love to believe the big grey man. I'm sort of in the middle. I don't not believe, but I find it hard to believe. The only thing what I can't get in my head is, what are the sounds of footsteps? What's making the sounds of the footsteps? I could understand the shadow on the mist of clouds. I could understand that. But what's making the footsteps? What's making that sound? So on that note, I'm going to say this case is not solved. Well done, me. Not solved. I'm not a hiking type of guy, so I don't think I'll ever have the chance of seeing the big grey man. But if you are in the area or you are a hiker, go up to the mountain and see if you can get an autograph for me. See if you can get any pictures of the big grey man. But anyway, that's all for today's episode, folks. Episode 51. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed hanging out with you guys. I really have enjoyed hanging out with you guys. Fucking, this podcast is my baby. I love this. It's absolutely fun. I enjoy the fuck out of it. Love talking myth, legends, all things creepy, paranormal, aliens, conspiracy. Love it all. So that's all for today's episode, folks. If you enjoyed this tale of terror and sarcasm, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. And remember, if you ever hiking up Ben McDooey and hear footsteps behind you, run, or, you know, just politely ask the big grey man for an autograph. You never know, you might get a picture as well as an autograph. Who knows? Hold on, folks, I'm getting a call, bloody hell. Hello, Rare Anyone Enterprises, you catch him, we grill him. Oh, hey, big grey man, what's that? You want to start a YouTube channel? Well, go for it, pal, go for it. I'll try and give you some tips to try and make it. Although, you are the big grey man. How about starting a YouTube channel? Getting a load of pictures of yourself and even video footage and just post it on YouTube. You'd be massive, pal. You'd be absolute massive. Anyway, just try not to eat the subscribers. You can eat a few of them, but don't eat all of them, obviously. Who's going to like and subscribe and, you know, follow? But yeah, I'll give you some tips. Do you fancy collaborating? Yeah? Sweet. Well, anyway, that was a big grey man on the phone. Hey, I might have a new collaborator. Anyway, folks, it looks like I've got a new content buddy, a new collaborator, a monstrous time. Hiking, maybe hiking. Until next time, folks, stay spooky, stay naughty, but more importantly, stay fucking filthy. I will see you in my next episode. Peace.